It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dig D Bartolo. This is episode 2088, recorded Thursday, April 16, 2026. Completely unhinged. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has not one, but two What the Heck Is It's Mo hits us up with another What the Heck Is It, and I have a gadget that will keep you cooking. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same damn show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the leader that we all love to follow to the gadgets. Dick D. Bartolo, how you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And it's Uncle Lala who has a what the heck is it? Oh. But Mo has the letter of the week.
Oops. Yeah. There we go.
We are both wearing gray.
We are.
But it's mine is one of those shirts that I bought.
And you seem to be losing battery. Oh, and losing patience. Oh, that makes sense.
Down to the last bar.
You're on the like 10% put it on low power mode notification.
Yes.
Like,
I think a lot of people are in that, needing a recharge.
Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This last weekend, I had a fun little day trip out to the beach, and being in Florida, you always run the chance that there will be a launch, a space shuttle, oh, not a space shuttle launch, but a space launch. And I was just so lucky. Over the weekend, I went over to Cocoa Beach, which is really close to Cape Canaveral and where they launch. I mean, like, really close, so close that you can see the building. Like, you know, the big building that they let the SLS out of. You can see it over there. And I watched a SpaceX Falcon 9 launch. And this mission was to resupply the ISS. And it was unique because not all of the, so when SpaceX launches, some of the boosters come, or basically nowadays, almost all the boosters come back down to Earth, but they rarely send them back to land instead of out to sea. So a lot of times the booster will come back and land on Earth, but it'll land out in a drone ship that's unmanned way out in the ocean. But today, the day that I went was really special because the booster actually came back to land on land. And when that happens, you can actually hear the sonic boom of it coming back down to Earth. I wasn't able to actually see it, but I could hear the boom as the booster comes back to the Earth, which is just incredible.
Oh my God.
And then another like serendipitous like fun thing was it was an air show at the beach that day. So we saw the Blue Angels. We saw, you know, there were, you know, independent pilots out there doing like crazy stunts and stuff. I mean, it was just really, 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 really cool. So I had a really fun weekend seeing all the stuff over on the Space Coast.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent. Nothing like that here. I just walked down to the marina and saw that, again, absolutely nothing has happened.
And in New York, you have trains. You know, we don't really get trains down as
exactly.
much.
And actually, the park is amazing because the cherry blossoms are out and the apple blossoms are out and the dogwood is starting to bloom. So, I mean, the park looks really
perfect. Really spring. Oh my gosh.
Yes, absolutely.
Cherry blossoms and dogwood are definitely like when I was, you know, a teenager, found out that those were the trees that just make the most beautiful in the spring. They make the most like most atmospheric trees in the world. You know, the cherry blossoms are so beautiful, and then the dogwood lets down this little mist of whatever dogwoods drop.
It is great.
It's amazing.
Is great. And forsythia also, but they're just bushes, not like the giant cherry and apple trees.
Yeah,
no, it's great. That part was good.
Amazing. Well, shall we jump into some gadgets?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to start with a hard to get. What the heck is it? Here we are.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, chat room. So it's a what the heck is
a box.
It?
A TV.
Not much of a hint.
Hmm.
All I can tell you is that Amazon delivered it, and it weighs 103 pounds.
Oh, my God. You got a new
another project
slate
for
of marble.
Yard. This will slowly give it away. The multi-panel.
Oh.
Lodge. Vertical shed.
It's not a pyramid. So that's the camera doing that.
And they will come. All kinds of crap will come and find a home.
On Amazon, it says allow 20 to 45 minutes, and they're correct. You need 20 to 45 minutes to get it out of the box.
Uh-oh. Okay?
We needed power tools to get the box apart, to get the pieces out. But it's finished. We might have made a mistake here and there.
Those are perfect.
So lost. Okay?
Tabletops.
So I don't know how this will show up on camera, but I'll walk over here. And here's the deal. I'm going to step over here. So basically, I don't know if Dennis can get this. You're supposed to slide these hinges into there. All right.
Okay. So that's
in the meantime, these at the bottom should lock into this track.
Oh, but you have to move them back.
How can these go in
there? How can this possibly be?
Once you push this in, the hinges cannot connect.
Don't connect.
It's like they want you to connect two things.
It doesn't make mathematical sense.
That are so far apart that if one connects the other.
Do step
anyway.
One so and two at the same time.
Yes.
Amazon help said yes. Customers do complain that getting the back panels on is a bit of a hassle. So what we're going to do is we're going to, since this connection you want to be tight, I think we're going to make the channel at the bottom bigger with a saw. Anyway, kind of disappointed in how slow it's going.
We opened the bag of goodies because before you put the rest on, you have to bolt the two back panels together. So there's handles. These are the hinges for the door. These are, I don't know, cup hooks. I could do a what the heck is it with this.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, the door latch. In the instructions, they tell you that you need a Phillips head. You'll need a wrench. They don't mention that you'll probably need WD-40.
An engineering
degree.
You'll
need duct tape. You'll definitely need ibuprofen. Okay. So we have a few more steps, and then we will theoretically be finished.
Ibuprofen
all right,
is
so
step
now
six.
This is convenient. Okay. It says slide the hinge up. It's a little hard to slide this up, only because this big piece of plastic is there. You can't slide this like on there because this is steel and this is just plastic. So we've been trimming them. We mean
you had to trim every hinge.
Now the three hinges can just slide on, but you have to trim each of the six hinges for this to fit. It's also possible that two people in the review said they sent the wrong hardware. They sent hardware for a different shed. So maybe that's the case here.
That's always a fear.
Okay, so we finished it. And Dennis, you forgot to let me out. this was a nightmare from beginning to end. None of the plastic parts lined up. It's not on an absolute flat surface. That might be part of it. But
There was a woman who said, I assembled it my own, on my own in 45 minutes, okay? She didn't open the doors. I doubt if there was any shelves or anything behind there. I mean, it sort of looks okay. But for the money, and I guess for the money, it was okay. The great thing is we got to use all my old stuff that looked terrible.
Yeah, they fit in there great.
Perfectly. We'll put a couple of shelves in there. There's room up front for brooms and tall things. So it's going to be very handy. But she did it in 45 minutes. We did it in 5 hours and 45 minutes. That's it. It was $400. Fortunately, the day we bought it, it was 20% off. Was $340, like with tax, it was $360, but it looks good. That's it. Okay. I'm going back into my, it's New York City. I bet you I can get that. $600 a month for this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe more.
Definitely. yeah, that seems like it's held together, you know, with like duct tape and chewing gum, you know, it's even less than that. It's just gravity. It just seems like the thing is held together.
It got great reviews, except when you read them, one woman said, if you find a 2-inch gap between the four sides and the roof, call Suncast because they have sent you the wrong attachment.
Oh, my word.
What kind of a...
Oh, my word.
Yeah, look, 4.4 stars. And then it said you'll also need a 7/8-inch ratchet wrench, which I went around crazy to get one. There's nothing that you need a ratchet wrench.
Nothing needed that.
No. The only thing is it turned out to be a better bargain because between yesterday and today, it went up another $36.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the price history. Hit that.
It's not clicking.
Oh, it doesn't. Nothing comes up.
Comes up. Click, click, click. I'd like to see that price history, but yeah. It's not working. I agree that, the installation process seemed, I mean, even so anything would have helped, I think, installation process.
Yeah.
But for $300 and something. I mean, that is quite a lot of building, you know.
No, shed. It is. No, I mean, we love it. But God, if they, like those hinges, how could they have sent them out, slide the hinge on, except there's a giant piece of plastic in the way. Why didn't you at the factory cut them?
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. You know, or just more clear instructions, it seems like. Or just
that would
just
be better.
Methods. Like methods on how to slide the bottom and the side in. You know, like
at the same time.
Right. Like I got a electric bike from Rad Power Bikes. And the instructions on how to put that thing together, I mean, it took me an hour and a half on how to put this electric bicycle together. But they had the most incredible video tutorials and you know, you could go click on stuff and they had amazing paper tutorials as well, you know, shipped with the product. And that seems like that was desperately needed on this.
No.
Yeah.
And also, Dennis worked for JCPenney for 25 years as a graphic artist. But one of his jobs was designing display units for JCPenney. They had a special workshop in the basement. And then the supervisor would come down. If they liked the display, Dennis would have to do an instruction book that would be sent to every JCPenney with all the materials they needed to buy so they could build the same display in their stores.
Right.
So he is very good at following directions.
He has like an innate, like built-in sense of like step one, step two. Yeah.
He kept saying, what? anyway.
Yes. My older sister works on video games a lot, and one of the things that she works on a lot is user interface, is the menus and, you know, buttons, and, you know, you have your character over here with its inventory, and all that user interface stuff. You know, if it's good, you don't think about it. You don't recognize that it's there. But when it's bad, you know, you're just going, this is so illogical. That's not how the human brain works. You know, a person would go here and here and do this step and then this step. And it's the same thing, I'm sure, for instructions. And it's just like, you know, he's like, why would you write the instructions that way? There's an easier way. There's a better way. People would understand it if you do it this way. I can imagine. I can absolutely imagine Dennis feeling like, I could have done this better. A little storage unit for outdoors.
In the backyard, yeah.
All plastic, all going to be...
All resin. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. I just wish it was easier. Yeah. Okay, this is easier to understand. The LED drawing board for kids.
Ooh.
So I told you I buy things on Amazon based on pictures as I scan through Amazon. And this LED shining drawing board looks so neat that I had to buy it. Okay. And now that I have it, it's kind of weird that for the box, they would choose a Christmas scene.
Yeah.
Since they will be selling this year-round. Anyway, we will see if it's as much fun as they say it is. Cleaning cloth. Okay. This must be where the markers mm-hmm. go. And I guess to help clean off the... the LED pad. USB-C. We like that.
That's good.
The chain. I don't know. Wear it to school. I don't know. Magnets. And.
Templates.
Oh, this is good because I cannot draw at all.
Oh, I guess because it's see-through. You can just stick it on the other side.
Templates. Oh, you know what? I see these little magnetic things up here. So this is clever. This is very clever. So you put that there, and then you use these little magnets to hold them in place. And also, there's about 5 hours of entertainment trying to open these tiny, tiny little packages. Okay. So this is an easy way to copy something, but don't do it standing up because you can see the other painting behind it. All right. So I'll draw this. I'll draw that. Dolphins are what? Blue, right?
Any color you want.
Any color you want. Wow, I like this.
I was an art teacher.
Oh, that's very good. Dennis was an art teacher.
Dennis was an art teacher.
You know, I can't even follow a line. Oh, my God.
There's like a 2-centimeter, difference also on the height.
Yes, there is. Wait a minute. Yeah. They don't have red. No blue. All right. Up in the background, going to be my logo. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. Mad. Lee. Mad Lee. Dick. DiBartolo. And... yeah. Okay. Mm. Now, how much would you pay? We'll take that out. And, I'm going to turn the overhead light off. And we will be surprised.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh.
So
I like how the dolphin turned out so much.
So there are different brightnesses.
And also, I'm using the drawing on the protective cover.
Oh, there's a protective cover still on it. Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Oh, take the back paint paper off too. And I think you can cycle through colors. Look down here. So it came pre-charged up to 90%. So that's neat. And I guess that's, okay. I believe there are four. Wow, looks like more than. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like six brightnesses. And then this button. Oh, I like this. You can do different colors. And then when we first turned it on, it looked like it was cycling.
There's a whole
so I guess
fade in and out
going,
cycle, too.
It will. Did it go back to? Oh, I like that. Mm. That's nice. You know what? Without the tracing paper, you could almost recognize that as a dolphin.
I agree.
All right, now it's
and it changes so differently based off of what the lighting. Backlight
yes,
color
exactly.
is.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
there's some flashing.
There's some color theory.
So lighting effects, you have to scroll through them because there are only two buttons. One is brightness, and one is background color. But I think kids are going to love this. And oh, look. It has a stand in the back.
Also, there are two holes at the top.
You have a restaurant, you want to do the special of the day.
So you can hang it.
Or you want to make a list. And, oh, you know, we'll just erase it. And then I'll be done.
That's what I realized.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Another.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
you did it on the wrong side.
I drew it. Oh.
Now you have that memory.
Ladies
forever.
And gentlemen, I'm just going to do my logo again. So it's even better. All right.
Wow. Whoa.
Now, how much would you pay? All right.
It's crazy. Is that's the purple color?
I did not
color.
See that there were two layers on that.
Oh, it is.
You're drawing
right.
purple, and it's coloring out green because of
green.
The
light.
Oh,
that
I put it
with
it. I, you know what? I'm trying to.
It's
madly.
Manly.
Anyway, you get the idea. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it seems like there's some scratches on the screen. Mm,
this that's is great.
This
that's
is
great.
Way better. Yeah. Okay.
Much brighter.
Yeah, I like this a lot. Yeah. I'm going to keep this.
I like it. I think that is really like what you said about the restaurant board is like absolutely that'd be really neat, and kids would just have so much fun.
No, absolutely. And as I said, it has the chains, so if you have a store or something, you can hang it in the window. That seems reasonable too. $24.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Reviews are pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was so cool how the colors that you drew with would really change based off of what the backlight was. You know, if the backlight was green and you had drew with green, it'd be like a different color. And then you change it to red and it like come out, completely different. I really like that. Very cool. Very, very cool. And large. You know, we've seen similar things, but they weren't nearly as big as this one. I like the writing surface size. Very cool. I think it went down in price.
$23. Oh, yes. Yeah, I think I paid more.
Yeah, I think
anyway,
I saw on yours.
$4 is better.
Yeah. If only this price history button would work.
Yeah, what was with price history not working anymore? That's a riot.
Darn it, I want to
see. Maybe they don't want you to know.
No. And they're keeping it from me. Very cool. I like it. Okay, shall we see another gadget?
Okay, another kind of a different what the heck is it, as I explained in the opening.
It's another what the heck is it gadget. It's for Dennis and Chad and the chat room and even me.
Wow.
How could it be a what the heck is it for me? Well, first of all, the box says Blaver. I certainly bought it. I have no idea what it is.
It's just in case you want to taste what a blade
and I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon.
Blaver.
And sometimes when you buy something, it'll say you purchased so and so in a period of time. Like yesterday I bought something and it said you purchased 89 items in the past 90 days. So basically I'm buying something almost every single day. All right. And it's just, it's the fine stuff for the show because I need 3 new gadgets every week. And I don't remember what this was. All right. It probably says Blaver. It on that black label, but I'm not looking because it'd be fun to guess what the heck is it.
For our viewing pleasure.
Yeah. For your, yes. All of our viewing pleasure, including mine. Okay. And the brand name Blaver does not bring anything to mind.
No.
Flavor. Wow, whatever it is, it's way
nicely packaged.
Wow. Comes with this.
Wow.
That's very nice.
It looks like a paracord.
And
I'm starting to think survival.
God, it's heavy.
That's a great guess, Chad.
Ah, it
solar
looks like a
panel.
Solar.
What the hell is
crank
this?
With a I'm thinking this is some
this
type
for?
Of survival gadget.
You're
a
right.
Compass? What the hell?
Oh, I think that's a MagSafe
charging?
Charger at the top.
Apple.
Yeah.
USB A.
Ooh.
USB C. USB.
Oh, two C's.
It's like two C's. What the hell is this?
Maybe you should look at the card.
Oh, the 20,000 milliamp solar power battery bank. Oh, with a light on the side. What the heck is this?
I didn't know you could crank.
Yeah, what, you can crank charge it.
Don't you have to crank forever?
I guess it's charging the battery. So,
are they kidding me?
Well, you know,
turn it at 120 resolutions a minute.
This is a riot. Well, you know, I guess if you're out in the if you're out in the desert,
and you can't charge it,
you'd certainly have a solar panel, hand crank, LED light, LED battery indicator. Oh, two flashlights up here and a light on the side. Oh, this is nice.
But you can wear it, too, from your belt.
rugged, but where? Where is the switch to turn something on? So Dennis said when he turned the crank, he saw something.
The battery level.
So it turns out this is fully charged. All right. I love it that it says turn the crank at 120 revolutions per minute. Who's going to know? Who's going to count?
So it is fully charged?
Say again?
No, it is fully charged.
Yeah. Okay. See the blue and the green? I assume the green is green. All right. All right. So then you hold the on switch for 3 seconds. Okay. And then blinking. And I don't know if that's
strobing. Blinking faster.
And then you click it twice. 1, 2. Seems to be very arbitrary when it wants to come on. And then it has some dimness settings. I guess that's it. So you have the flashlight, the camping light. You can charge four devices. I don't know what in the world. What is this thing?
That's for Apple devices. So that's the wireless charger.
I can tell you when I went to the Amazon page. Oh. I think I bought it because I thought, oh, this lights up, and it must be a radio in there.
And I think it'll still charge.
This doesn't light up, and this
Android
is just like
well.
Made in China, and all different things that have to do with the internal workings of this. $40. It did pretty good in the ratings. 20,000 milliamps. 4.5 stars from 123 people. And the little hanging strap. You know, if you're out in the woods, the fact that you can crank this and get some power, I guess it's not a bad deal. And that was a little Mickey Mouse compass and a thermometer.
Right.
So you're all set.
Mickey Mouse
for
is
the
correct.
Wilderness.
Yes. Yes.
You're not going to use that.
You were right. That carry cord can be unstrung, and
Yeah. I like it for a few reasons. One, the hand crank is nice. I've had a few hand crank devices where you crank them and they will like run either, you know, a flashlight or something, but you've got to like keep cranking it. So I like that you can basically crank it and work on charging the battery. And then once you're
tired.
Oh, I
see what you're saying. Instead of directly.
Right.
Yeah, power.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. You can sit there and crank it and charge just that battery in that device and then plug that into your cell phone or whatever. A few folks in the chat room were mentioning no radio, and I kind of agree. I wish that this survival gadget had, you know, a radio, because that'd be great. Get the weather, you know, National Weather Service, like all that stuff. It would be fantastic.
That's what I thought that lit thing was.
Right, right.
Some sort of an emergency radio thing.
Right. So I wish that that had been added as well. And honestly, just like kind of, you know, all these gadgets that have so many cool features that all kind of merge together, you could always kind of wish they'd be managed a little bit better. I wish like it even had like maybe a little screen to see how much charge is in there, or like a screen to turn on and off a radio that doesn't exist. You know, like there's so many, you know, there's so much stuff that you kind of wish that some of these have.
Yeah.
But all in all, a solar-powered, crank-powered battery device to keep your other electronics
and
charged.
20 watts fast charging is pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. And see, there's that wireless charging that it was talking about.
Oh, there's the wireless charging.
And so that magnet, so that the thing around the circular stuff is a magnet, so it'll magnetize to your phone. And that's a feature that only Apple phones will have. They'll have those extra magnets on there. Any other Android phone, you can still set it on that, and it'll wirelessly charge through Qi charging. But the Apple phones will have the added benefit of it kind of magnetically sticking on
okay.
there.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. All in all, I think it's pretty cool. I hate the name, Blaver.
Makes no sense, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But pretty good price, and specifically that hand crank option, I really like. Because if you are seriously out of luck and you have nothing and the sun isn't shining, you know, crank that thing to get
something.
It.
You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. With that, let's head into a little bit of crappiness.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. I recorded this one earlier, so let's take a look. Okay, diggity, so we are back at it with another of the cooking gadgets for my Crappy Corner. And today, I have a way to deep fry inside the house for only $13. That's right. The My Mini deep fryer should be a mini deep fryer. Very miniature. One of the least expensive deep fryers that you can get to cook inside of
one
the house.
French fry at
so,
a time.
Almost. Let's take a look inside. We have the deep fryer. It comes in this funky teal color. There we go. So this will be our deep fryer. We also get a handle that matches. like about it. Inside of here, this is the size of the deep fryer. This is all that you get for your
one
oil.
And a half quarts.
And then your cage, or liters, your basket, fits in just like that. So it's pretty small, but it will work. So I'm going to add that in there. This is
our
This is how much you can deep fry. Basically, a handful of food. So I'm going to get it all plugged in, get some oil in it, and get it heated. Okay, so we have the oil inside. We have set it to 375. Just earlier, this light did turn off. It's back on now. But the oil should be hot enough for us to add our food into. So we're going to take this basket out. Lift it right there onto, it has like a little hook on the basket, so you can just hook that onto the edge. And then we will add some of our French fries. I grabbed a few curly fries, and then, of course, this could be economical. Only $13 for the whole fryer, and only $2.50 for the whole bag of curly fries, okay? That is a large $2.50. That's like large for McDonald's. So we're gonna stick that in there and let it fry. It also has this lid to kind of keep it, you know, heating up. While it was heating up, I left the lid on, and there we go. We'll see what we got in about 4 to 5 minutes. Okay, we're checking in on our fries. I closed the lid. One thing to note is that this little handle right here is a little hot, okay? It's mostly steam, you know, and whatnot, but you gotta be aware. That little handle there, kinda hot. We got our French fries, they're still cooking. We got a minute and a half-ish left on those, but they're looking good. Okay, our French fries should be finished. Let's open her up. There we go, all cooked. They're floating now. When I first put them in, they were stuck, you know, not stuck to the bottom, but on the bottom. There we go. If you want to drain them a little bit, you can leave them like that
for just a few seconds.
They look really good. And then we'll take them and then just dump them onto a little bit of a paper towel there. And then this is ready over here to take another batch. You know, you could do some more. This is obviously a small amount of fries that I just cooked, but you're ready to go again. Let's go ahead and just close this real fast. Actually, you can actually turn it off. This knob has adjustable temperatures, and all the way over here is off, which is honestly kind of nice. Some of these, you just plug them in and they work. This one actually has a knob which will turn off. I think it's been long enough. We should be able to try our French fries. I'm going to get this big one. It's hot. I mean, it's like you just got it from the fast food place. Holy moly, it is hot. Let's try it out. Oh my God. French fries at home are so good. Very hot, but delicious. I love Arby's curly fries. It was like Arby's curly fries. $13, and I got my own French fries at home. There you go.
Wow.
So it's only 1.5 liters, pretty small. But if you want, or 1.5 quarts, I guess I was correct on the quarts. To get anything larger, you're going to be looking at like $30. So that is one of the really nice things about this, is that the cost is so cheap. Even the next biggest thing, and there it is. This is only 2 quarts. It's funny, it's using the image from the other one. There you go. 2 quarts is over twice as expensive just for an extra half quart. So I think that that's pretty cool. It's perfect if it's just an individual person. You know, it's not going to work great if you have a family of five. But if you're just an individual person, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You could cook up, you know, singular chicken breasts in it if you wanted to, that type of thing. So there you go.
No, that's pretty neat.
$13 for a little kitchen deep fryer.
Great for like a boat or a trailer where you had almost no counter space. Yeah.
Totally.
And then just get some oil. I use peanut oil, you know, you just grab a little bit of oil. The oil is probably the most expensive part. You know, like a jug of oil will cost you like $17. So yeah, you got to worry about that. But there you go. A teeny tiny little deep fryer. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Sorry. A little late.
All
on the
right.
Foghorn.
So Uncle Lala has sent us a fascinating What the Heck Is It?
Ooh.
And this is it.
What?
This is a 35 millimeter film cartridge. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
This is not a 35 millimeter film cartridge.
What?
It looks like a 35 millimeter film cartridge. What the heck is it? I'll give you a clue. It's the exact opposite of a 35 millimeter film cartridge. It is a digital camera.
Oh, wow.
A camera that takes 2 megapixel JPEG photos and 1080p video.
Oh, wow.
Incredible, huh? It looks like it could be a spy camera. A simple, ordinary roll of film. It is actually a camera. There are 6 different variations or colors. And it's packaged in a blind box. What is a blind box, Uncle Lala? Well, until you open it,
you never know what you're going to get.
The snap roll. The lens is at the top.
I was wondering, is the top the lens?
And there are 3 buttons on the bottom.
It is. Oh, wow.
And a USB-C charge port and a micro SD slot. There's no menu, although it does say hello and goodbye when you turn it on. There's a sample photo.
Hey!
And then I have one with the photo frame, which looks like a 35mm negative.
Oh, that's clever.
And a cardboard mount. You can see the simulated perforations. There are 4 different filters here. That was the standard. This is the green. We have a red filter.
Yeah, like a magenta.
And a blue filter. And then, of course, we have black and white.
Classic.
And now here's a sample of the 1080p video that this camera will take.
It's better than I expected.
Yeah.
The wackiest
especially when you
thing
hear the
is
price.
How you set the time. On the bottom of the camera, there are 3 buttons, the center being the shutter button, but none will bring up a menu. There are no menus. You take the SD card and put it in your computer and then open the time.txt file with Notepad. And then in Notepad, you set
the
date and time.
Save it.
Save the file.
Yes.
And put the SD card back in your camera.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
Your photo files will yes. have the correct date and
yes.
time.
Yes, I've used similar
the
things.
The SnapRoll digital camera is a fun little camera that's easy to use. It's also fun to unbox because, like a box of chocolates or a pack of baseball cards, you really don't know which one you're going to get until you open the box. And because it looks like a roll of film, it can be quite the conversation piece at parties and when you're with your friends.
I like it.
And guess how much it was?
Oh, is it inexpensive too? Oh my gosh.
It was. I emailed Uncle Lala and he said it was $45.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
I sent the link where he bought it.
I love
this. Isn't that neat?
I love this. Because so one of the things that I love about photography, right, is the obvious classic thing is that you're getting to capture a moment in time
of whatever special moment, you know, that you're capturing, and then capturing it on something that is novel, fun, goofy. I kind of don't care that it's low quality, you know, like I kind of,
like this program.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I love capturing it on my tiny little Polaroid, right? That it's going to come out with crummy little tiny photos, but they were in the moment. They're special. They're different. You know, they're goofy. Like I love that. And so to have one of these little things and take it around and hand off to your friends, oh, go take a photo with this camera roll thing. I just love it. I think that that's so fun. Yeah, I think that's really cool. And now I'm wondering also, like, do these, I don't know film well enough to think, like, is this a specific type of film that's, like, famous? You know, is Pan 400E?
Oh,
famous film stock that I just kind of don't know about? All that stuff just seems so cool to me. I like all of it.
No, it's great. It's great. And Uncle Lala thinks it was a crappy video. It's great. What are you kidding?
Amazing video. Amazing.
No, we loved it. This is great.
Very
it's
cool.
It's a very unique gadget.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Great price point. So creative.
And, Uncle Lala is in chat. Is there sound on that video?
Oh, on which
one? Lala, is there a mic in that thing? Probably not.
Oh.
Uncle Lala,
good question.
Is there sound on your video?
There it is again.
Here, does it say anything there? Oh,
maybe see. Type C.
It does not mention...
Yeah, it doesn't mention a microphone.
No, having a mic.
Yeah. even so, I think this is...
Oh, I think he's saying yes.
Maybe. Yes. Oh, yeah. Uncle Lala's saying yes. It does.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
It does. That's very cool.
Now you have something to take to CES next year.
Okay, are you ready for your on-camera interview? Hold on. Do we have speed? And then Josh is over there with a tiny little...
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny. I like that. I like it a lot. Thank you so much, Uncle Lala, for sending that over.
That was great. That's great. Really, I'll get really you June Mad off this week.
And if people want to send videos,
yes. More videos, okay? This is great. Anything to do with the gadget, you can do a what the heck is it if you want. If you have an old piece of tech that's in the garage, the warehouse, the basement, make a video about that. We love it when we look at video from years ago and hear the price and what little it could do, but it's all great fun. So make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can see the gadget, hear your voice, and put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And once you upload it, just copy down the URL provided by YouTube and email that to us. mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it here, you get the latest issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. And we're using 99% of everything we get. mail@gizwiz.tv. Do it now.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter. Now.
All right. So Mo, who is great at finding bizarre gadgets, just emailed me with, "Dick, I think I found your next boat." Okay. And this is it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm claustrophobic.
We're looking at an orb. I mean, it looks like a crystal ball in the ocean. It's not a boat. It's a submarine.
It's big enough. Yeah, it's a submarine, big enough for two.
Oh, my.
And
then it has lights on the front, and they're just in there. Holy moly.
You know, I could not find a price on this. This thing must be
astronomical. Yeah.
I mean, it looks really nice.
I mean, it looks like a luxury.
Yeah. You know. Not designed for the Hudson River.
No, clear
because
water.
There is nothing. Yeah, you. It's more your kind of boat, Chad.
Yeah, you need crystal clear water. Looks like. Oh my.
It's called the Nemo.
It's gorgeous.
The Nemo.
Yeah. Wow. I played a video game in my youth called Earthworm Jim, and he had a submarine that looked almost exactly like this. It's like comical how it's like the past becomes future. Oh my God. Order your Nemo.
Oh, okay, good.
Standard.
Just a standard. Yeah, just I don't want standard. Anything fancy.
Is that, am I reading that right? Is that 1.8 million euros? Let's zoom in.
You know what? I can't.
Is that 1.6 million euros?
Oh my
jeez.
God. What does that come to?
A lot, and that excludes VAT tax. So you got to pay tax on top of that. Oh my gosh. 1.69. I don't even know.
It's more than $1 million, right?
It's got to be. There we go. Just a cool around $2 million. Just around $2 million. And don't forget about tax. Don't forget about tax.
This is not my next boat, Mo.
I thought, yeah, I didn't think it would be that expensive. I thought that it would be expensive.
Either.
I didn't think it would be that expensive. Yeah, wow.
I mean, look at that. I mean, it's still not worth $2 million, but it's pretty impressive.
It's so impressive. I really do wish that, yeah, it was easy. It was... You know, I could see like tour agencies and things like that.
There you go. Yes. Absolutely. That's a great use for that.
But at like $2 million, that makes it hard to.
Yeah.
Just, you got to do a lot of tours. A lot of tours.
Yeah, for about $50,000 a person.
Each. Yeah. Incredible stuff, though. Wow. I love that people can make companies about this. Someone out there can. Sell
yes.
and make a $2 million submarine, and it exists, because, wow, that's incredible. How far can it go? I want to say, 330. That's, yeah.
It can go that deep?
330 feet, it says. Yeah. 100 meters or 330 feet. So, yeah. Man, that is crazy. That is crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for sending that over, Mo.
Thank you. Mo is fun looking at.
Yeah, and imagining. Imagining. Daydreaming.
And imagining, absolutely.
Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support of our show. Thank you. If you're a patron, take this moment to pat yourself on the back. Thank you so much for being a patron of our show. We really, really appreciate it. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can support us every single episode there, or you can head on over to our website. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. That'll take you to our Patreon page. Or you can also support us on PayPal right there. There's a tiny little link to PayPal on our Patreon tab on our website. However you support the show, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of the GizWiz. If you like the GizWiz, you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there's ever a update to the schedule, head on over to gizwiz.tv and the banner at the top of the website will let you know about our schedule change. But please watch the show live every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, and join the chat room along with all of our fantastic chatters. There's about 43 folks there right now, 44. I just joined again. So chat along with our fantastic community while we record the show live. You can also catch the show on our website, gizwiz.tv. All the episodes are there, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts, all over the internet for you. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is a game show online where you got to guess this gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget, but the entire gadget. And this is a cheese sled for when you want to sled your cheese down the snowy slopes of New York City. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. 6 Men Magazines for correct answers, 12 Men Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.